Spectators cluster under umbrellas during a rainy high school football game. The Palumbo Academy Griffins are taking on the Prep Charter Huskies on South Philly's Supersite, one of four shared-use synthetic fields owned by the school district.
Too hot! So hot! Too hot! Woo! We get the tape!
Synthetic turf is essentially a carpet of fake grass, sprinkled with a liberal amount of tire crumb, made from shredded recycled tires, which props up the blades and cushions impact. They call this infill. Turf installers say it costs less to maintain, uses less water, and holds up for longer hours than natural grass. An average athletic field can contain over 20,000 recycled tires, and there are at least 8,000 of these fields across North America.
It just doesn't seem like anybody's connecting the dots in terms of chemicals and exposures.
Kelly Frosch is a ward commissioner in Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania, which recently voted to replace the athletic fields in the town park with artificial turf fields. Frosch cast the only dissenting vote. She said the material safety data sheet provided by the company that manufactures the fields, called Vasco Sports, raised some red flags. Here she is reading from one of these sheets at a commissioner's meeting on July 8th.
Lung injury and cancer hazard. Do not breathe the dust. May cause delayed lung injury. Long-term exposure can cause celiosis.
According to the EPA's own reports, known carcinogens like benzene and butylated hydroxyanisole have been identified in some tires. And Frosch said Vasco's own representatives seemed oblivious to potential health impacts.
I had one of them say to me, because I said, I've heard these can be flammable. And he said, oh, we took care of that. Now we spray them with flame retardants. And I just looked at him for a second and I said, didn't we start removing those out of clothing material because they were possibly harmful to children?
Child safety is a sticking point for Frosch and other parents who want information on the potential link between turf and cancer. Enter public health toxicologist David Brown of the nonprofit Environment and Human Health Incorporated, or EHHI.
We work on orphan public health problems, and that's what brought us to the turf question.
He says a lot of the studies done in this country on the health impacts of turf haven't gotten at the cancer question, because what they tested didn't replicate how people actually spend time on these fields.
I saw a risk assessment that was done, I think, in California, where the assumption was that a child would play on the field once in their lifetime and the risk would be very small. The actual potential ingestion that a child would get is what you need to know before you can determine whether it's safe or not.
I reached out to the EPA by phone and email for comment. They said they're evaluating a request by New Jersey Representative Frank Pallone to do more research on potential health impacts and pointed me to existing studies on their website. The studies I found there are limited and did not explicitly explore a link with cancer. Brown at EHHI says that's an oversight.
There were high cancer rates in the tire manufacturing industry. Nothing essentially has happened in these tires other than that the chemicals become more available once you put them into playgrounds and crumb rubber.
Brown says the high incidence rate of the same kinds of cancers, the non-Hodgkin's lymphomas seen in some soccer goalies, points to a specific chemical carcinogen. But drawing that link would require resources and governmental oversight on a scale that hasn't been happening at the state and local level.
Because this is a recro waste, the decision was made that the health decisions would be placed at the level of the state and local governments. They can't do it.
Which isn't to say they haven't done studies. The Synthetic Turf Council's website lists 14 it says show that turf doesn't pose a serious health hazard to users. This includes a study last year out of Rutgers University, funded by the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. That study put small amounts of crumb rubber, 200 milligrams or less than a packet of sugar, in artificial biofluids to see what potentially harmful compounds spit or stomach acid could pull out. What substances they did find were not enough to cause concern. But that study simulated only one exposure and sampled only seven pre-existing fields across New Jersey. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection is also the entity responsible for disposing of tires in the state.
One of the problems is that the people who are making the decisions are people in local communities and in local towns and local governments. And they're making a decision with data that's inadequate.
Which brings us back to local officials like Commissioner Kelly Frosch, who have to decide what's an acceptable risk for their town.
We only know that we can't put our tires out on in our garbage or on the curb to be picked up. And now we're about to put our kids out on that same material. And that does not make sense to me.
Cities from San Francisco, California to Ocean City, New Jersey are struggling with similar concerns, and some have halted plans for artificial turf fields. Frosch has introduced a motion to use a non-tire-based infill for Mount Lebanon's fields. A decision is due November 28th. For The Pulse, I'm Laura Benshoff.